Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. God is awesome. He's mighty. Thank God for that awesome praise and worship. God knew all the mistakes you were made. Thank God for his love, his compassion, his grace. What an awesome and mighty God we serve. You should be running around your house. You should be jumping up and down and thanking God for his goodness today. We are excited, elated, and it's all those wrapped up in one because God has been that good to us. Amen. And amen. Thank you for the praise team and Lady Thomas for that wonderful prayer. Amen. To set the atmosphere. So, you know, we've been in a series, the B series. I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up today. Amen. I think so. I don't know unless God speaks something different to me, but I'm feeling this might be the end and get you on the right foot. Today, we're going to talk about what? Being love. Amen. So, if you have your Bibles, your phones, your tablets, whatever you may be using today, go to the book of 1 John 4 and 7. Amen. 1 John 4 and 7. It reads as follows. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Amen. And amen. So I told you already, we said beloved. So today we're going to talk about be love.
Yes.
Here we are, 1 week away from celebrating, in my opinion, the greatest holiday known to man.
Come on.
In Christianity, it is known as Palm Sunday this Sunday. The politically correct thing to do would be to preach a message about Palm Sunday. To talk about Jesus, who was humble enough to say, you know what, I am the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but I'm going to ride through on a donkey because I'm that humble and that meek and that mild. And I'm going to let people cry out to me, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. And it trips me out because the same people that were calling Jesus Hosanna at this festival, a week later is the same people yelling crucify him. If I was going to preach the normal Palm Sunday message, I almost preached, watch this, it was all good just a week ago. Amen. Only some of my hood people can feel me on that. It was all good just a week ago. But here we are, since we're in a series about being love, God has called us, watch this, to be love as well. While the word is not directly connected in this like the other messages, we do find the word beloved. Amen. So look at the text, 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Verse 8, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Wow, the Apostle John is dropping some bombs on us off top. We know John, right, the apostle. We know the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, synoptic. You see the word similar in those. They kind of tell the same story throughout. It's their own account. But when we get to the gospel of John, it's a different account. The gospel of John is different than all the others. We see Jesus saying things we didn't hear him say in those other gospels. But I love this. The gospel of John talks a lot about love. In fact, in John 13 and 35 is only gospel you will find this. Jesus says, you will know, they will know you are my disciples by your love for one another. Wow. Yeah. Notice he didn't say they will know you my disciples by your preaching. They will know you are my disciples by your prayer life. They will know you are my disciples by how you interpret scripture and how you work your hermeneutics. They didn't say how you will know my disciples because you can remember some scriptures, because you can sing or play an instrument, or because of your church clothes. No, Jesus said they will know you are my disciples by your love for one another. So there must be something specific and important about this love that Jesus is talking about. Everyone who loves, watch this, is born of God and knows God is what the text says. The funny thing about it is, watch this, everyone has the ability to love to some extent. Everybody has a mother that they love, or a father that they love, maybe a sibling that you love, a spouse that you love, a significant other. All of us have the ability to love to us to an extent. But look at the words he says. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Watch this. The love he's talking about is something you got to be born into. See, the love we are born with is an instinctive love. It's an instinctive love. See, the love I'm born with, watch this, allows me to love those who loves me. The love I'm born with shows me to be kind to those who are kind to me. The love that I'm born with helps me to show mercy to those who show mercy to me. But Jesus had a different view of what love is. Wow. to obtain this love that Jesus not only conveyed, but also carried out. Watch this. We have to be reborn. Because this type of love causes me, watch this, to forgive anyone who's wronged me. Amen. Yes. This type of love allows me to say, you know what? I can't be bitter Betty down here too long. I can't be mean Rob. No, no, no. I got to forgive them because I got to set myself free. Because if I don't, I'm going to be caught up and tied up in unforgiveness. This type of love causes me to, watch this, show love to my neighbors, but also my enemies. Well, who else making loved ones out of their enemies? Nobody else but the ones who are reborn and decide to follow Jesus. This kind of love, watch this, allows me to turn the other cheek. That even though you did me wrong, and even though you might have did me wrong, I'm going to turn the other cheek. I'm not going to go back and try to retaliate on you. I'm not going to go back and did you like you did me. No, 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 baby. Because my love for God I've been reborn with won't keep me there. I'm trying to show you about the love of God. This kind of love changes your life. This kind of love will flow through you because God's love is in you.
Yes, come on. Good.
1 John 4:9. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. Wow, I love that right there. I know I talked about last week how holiness is in the hierarchy of God. But I must tell you also that love is right there, because the Bible just told us, watch this, that God is love. So as much as holiness is the essence of God, so is love is the essence of God as well. His nature had to show love to us. And how did he show his love to us? How did he show his amazing grace and his mercy toward us? By sending his one and only son to us. I'm preaching right there. I hope somebody got that. That because he had to show his love to us, he sent his only one and begotten son to us. So our interpretation of love, watch this, is built on receiving. I hope you got that. Our interpretation of love, because what when we're little, our parents, they show love by things they get us, by things, the gifts and things of that nature. So our love is, our perception of it is built on receiving. But God's interpretation of love is built on giving. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It's better to give than to receive. God's love is about giving. The world's love is about receiving. So while there is two views of love, one is a little bit different than what God has to say. Amen. Look at this. Look at this. 1 John 4:10-11. And this is love. Not that we love God, my God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God loved us, we also ought to love one another. My God, I got to stop right there and have a break, because next week, watch this, will be our third year anniversary. Praise God. It actually falls on Resurrection Weekend when we launched the church. And I'm grateful. Why are you grateful, Pastor George? Because we are a new ministry and we still here past the pandemic. Amen. That the pandemic didn't wipe us out. That Corona didn't wipe us out. Amen. Can I just give God a praise real quick that we've been covered by the blood and God saw fit to keep us moving, to keep us pushing, that when we didn't have no place to worship and when everything shut down, we went home and got it cracking and said, you know what? We going to do ministry for real. We still going to pray. We still going to love. We still going to do some outreach. We going to do whatever God has called us to do in this great city of Indianapolis. And I thank God for what he's doing. So as we approach our third anniversary, watch this. And I'm going to deal with the word love. I love this. He said he was a propitiation for our sins. Wow. For our sins. That means Jesus was literally sacrificed, substituted for our sins. So God says, look at this. I'm going to show you my love for you by making my son a substitute for your sins. My God, I know Easter is next weekend. I know, but I'm going to give y'all a glimpse. Next weekend, I'm preaching. Watch this. It's the blood for me. Amen. I don't know about you, but it's the blood for me. It's that blood that was sacrificed for me. It's that blood that was put in place for me. It's that blood that gives me forgiveness. It's that blood that cleanses me. It's that blood that gives me new life. So I love this. He's letting us know that the love that Christ did and gave is the love you should have.
Jesus.
Look at this. Love, watch this, is evidence of God's spirit in your life.
That's good.
1 John 4:12-13. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us.
That's good.
And his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, he in us, because he has given us his spirit. Wow. So John is showing us that love is the evidence of God's spirit in you. Watch this. Since no one has seen God, watch this, I have to see God in other people. Since no one has seen, none of us have seen God. Amen. We haven't seen what God looks like. We haven't seen him. So how do we know that he's real? Because I see him in you and me. I see him in brothers and sisters. So when I see him, watch this, I have to treat everyone with love because they're God's creation. Come on. I got to treat you as a brother and a sister. I got to treat you as a mother and father if you're my elder. I got to treat you as a child, as a son or a daughter if you're younger than me. I got to treat you, watch this, like you my loved one. I wouldn't give up on my loved one, so why would I give up on you? I pray hard for my loved one, so I got to pray hard for you. I believe God going to manifest in their life, so I got to believe God going to manifest in your life as well. The love is the evidence of God's spirit.
Yes.
So look at this. 1 John 4:17-19. Another thing, watch this. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Wow, that was a mouthful right there. So what John is telling us is that love, it eliminates fear. Wow.
Good.
Love eliminates fear. What do you mean? See, John said, look here, because we're loving God and loving our neighbor, it gives us boldness in the day of judgment. That when the time comes and I got to leave this earth and I got to sit before God, I got to get judged by everything I've done in my life, whether good or wrong, right or bad, whatever it is, I can look in honesty with God and say, yep, you know what? I accepted your son as cleansing from my sins, but also I loved you with all my heart, mind, and soul, and I love my neighbor as myself. So if that love eliminates the fear of death and has me rolling into the next stage in the afterlife, confidence and boldness in him when it's time to judge. So then he says, look at this. He's basically saying he who has been made perfect in love can't have fear. So love and fear cannot coexist.
Come on.
That's deep to me. That love and fear cannot coexist. So how do I love you, but I am fearful around you? Woo. Ain't that a trip? We be in relationship with people and they swear they love us and we swear we love them, but we be in fear around them. You walking on eggshells, can't talk to them, scared to share your mind and your opinion. I'm sorry, that don't make no sense to me. How does love and fear coexist? They can't. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. So when I'm loving the person how I'm supposed to be loving them, fear shouldn't be nowhere around them. Amen. They should feel comfort in my arms. They should feel comfortable around you. Same way you do with God. When we go with God and we in love with God and we pray to God and trust to God for whatever the situation may be, that fear eradicates and eliminates away from us. Why? Because we're covered in his love. And then he had the nerve to say, watch this, we love him because he first loved us. My God, I felt a shout in my bones right there. That anybody besides me love God so much? But you think about it, he loves you in the midst of your pain. He loves you when you was two-thirds crazy. He loves you when you wasn't thinking about him. He loves you when you was sleeping around. He loves you when you was drinking and driving and drugging and clubbing. He loves you when you was doing everything you thought you was big and bad enough to do. He still loves you and said, yep, I know they a mess. I know they a trick, but they my child. I'm not waiting for them to do is come on back to me, and I got him. That he loves you that much when you wasn't even thinking about him. He was literally the farthest thing from your mind, but he still reached down and grabbed you. He looked beyond your faults and looked towards your needs. The God we serve, the reason why I get excited and want to be loved to other people, because God loved me first. Amen. That God loved me first. So if God had the audacity to love me in my lowest moment, if God had the audacity to love me at my lowest point, how dare I not love someone else when they going through a storm? How I not love someone else when they tripping right now and they can't see clearly? No, we got to express and show the same love God gave us. Is anybody besides me glad about it? Can shout for joy, can jump and run around because God first loved me, so I got no choice but to love him.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
1 John 4:20-21, look at this. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. Ooh. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen? How can he love a God whom he has not seen? Wow. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Watch this. I'm almost done, y'all. This ain't even longer. That we're going to be love. The last thing that love does, watch this. Love warrants obedience. Wow. Love warrants obedience. What do you mean, Pastor? So we got to be careful. Watch this. Watch this. John said, look here. I need you to know, because some people say they love God, but they really don't. I need you to stay away from people who say they love the God with all their heart, mind, and soul, but they hate their brother. I need you to stay away from people that say they love God, but hate people. That's an oxymoron. Because if I love God, I got to love what he loved most. And what he loved most is obviously people, because he sent his one and only begotten son to die for people. So how could I not love God's creation with all my heart? How could I not love them how I should? So God, John is clear, letting us know we got to be careful who we hang around with and watch the actions and the character of people, because the tongue can say one thing, watch this, but the actions can say another. Yeah. The lips can say one thing, but the life can say another. We got to be careful not to be caught up that we're honoring God with our lips, but our hearts are the farthest thing from him. He said, and the way you know that, and the way you show that, is by saying you love God, you pray all day, you read your Bible all day, you fast 24 hours a day, you do all that good stuff, but then you hate your brother. You can't, how do you hate a brother you can see, but love a guy you have never seen? Who loves something they've never seen, but hate something they see every day? Oxymoron, don't make sense. So be careful. You're not so in tune and saying I love God, and you're so in tune with the Spirit and all the spiritual gifts, that you are actually hating people. Jesus. Because they will know you my disciples by what? Your love for one another. Wow. So I'm gone after this. Love warrants obedience. Amen. Floyd Mayweather, one of the most famous boxers probably in the world, amen. All time, he calls himself the best ever. He has the right to do so. He's undefeated, the most wins ever and undefeated. He's 50 and oh, maybe 51. I think he fought Gregor McConnor, I'm not sure. Maybe Connor was 50, I don't know. Can't remember totally, but he's undefeated. And Floyd, as much as he's not a knockout artist, he's a technical genius. He understands the sweet science. He's a perfect boxer. He always brags about it. I left the sport, watch this, on my own term, and all my faculties in order. Because a lot of boxers got hit in the face so much, watch this, they crazy now. They got beat up so much they can't think. They're not in their right mind. So he said, I left on my own terms, that I did it right, and I won a lot of fights. So Floyd was in his last fight, y'all. Watch this, his last fight. And he's in the ring about to go out on his last round, and he's talking to his father. And he says, Daddy, I love you. Daddy, thank you for everything you've done for me. I'm paraphrasing. He says, watch this. I remember everything you've ever taught me, and I appreciate it, and I love you. I'm about to go out there and win this last fight. I'm about to be undefeated and be one of the best ever to do this thing. And I love this. Watch this. Floyd was letting his daddy know he appreciated him, everything that he's done. But what some people don't know, there was a season in his life where he didn't really want to fool with his daddy. There was a season in his life, watch this, his daddy, who taught him how to box, who taught him how to do everything since he was a little kid about boxing. His dad was a pretty good boxer, but his dad got caught up and went to jail for a while, had to do a prison stint. Came back out, and there was some animosity there because his dad wasn't there. He was kind of upset. Watch this. His Uncle Roger took over and helped train him once his daddy started. Now, Floyd goes on to win all these fights and wins, become this great boxer, and eventually he lets his daddy back in his camp. And what I come to find out is that Floyd goes on and makes all this money and becomes one of the richest boxers ever. He does all this wonderful stuff in the world of boxing. And it was a season him and his daddy wasn't talking, but he never stopped doing what his daddy said. Can I preach to somebody in here today? That just because, watch this, his daddy was tripping. His daddy might have messed up. His daddy might have made some wrong decisions, but he still remembered what his father told him. And because he was obedient to what his daddy said in boxing, because he was obedient to what his daddy said doing the ring, trust and believe, he changed his whole family tree. He changed his whole life. And can I suggest to you, we serve a daddy that don't never mess up. We serve a daddy that don't never trip. We serve a daddy that always got our back, that's always on our side. The Bible says, watch this, you parents who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your heavenly father give to you? Praise God, amen. We serve a God that loves us and with us all time. In fact, Jesus says this, watch this, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Love warrants obedience. I'm not sure where you're at in your life, amen, or what's going on, but trust and believe when I say this, God loves you. You're on his mind and on his heart. He woke you up today. He started you on your way. All you got to do, watch this, is make a decision and say, God, I trust and believe in your son Jesus. I believe in the sacrifice he made for me. I believe he died for me in my sins. Watch this. So I can live with him. All you got to do is trust and believe by faith. The Bible says you're saved. Not perfect, but you're saved. You're saved from the wrath to come. You're saved and you're one of the sheepfold. You're saved and you're among God's children because of your belief that his love, that he loves you first and loves you enough to sacrifice his one and only son. And I know it's hard to believe at times. Watch this. Because people don't want to sacrifice nothing for nobody. I know it's hard to believe because the Bible says this. Watch this. That someone who is righteous barely dies for someone. He might die for one person that's righteous. But there ain't nobody dying for nobody that's unrighteous. Ain't nobody dying for no one that's ungodly. Yet God sent his son in the world while we were yet sinners. Come on, somebody. Somebody got to testify. Somebody type, amen, thank you. God, lift up your hand emoji or something. While we were yet sinners, my God, Christ died for us. If that's you today, it should be a number. Text to join. If you need to get your life right with Christ, what we're here for. If you need to come to God, if you need it, only you and God know where you are right now. But trust and believe, if you're watching right now, I know one thing, that God loves you and he wants you to spend eternity with him. But he's not going to force you. You got to make a decision. So my prayer today, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, you would touch those, oh God, who are in the valley of decisions. You would touch those who are struggling to step over that line, who are coming right next to the line, but are struggling to step over and get past that conviction, oh God, and step over full-fledged to you. I pray for that heart and that mind right now that is on the fence. I pray for that heart and that mind, oh God, that is struggling, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you give them the strength to stand on you, Father God, and come to you with boldness, oh God, and declare and decree that I am saved and I want Christ to be the head of my life. I pray for those who might have loved you, oh God, but have letting our love grow cold. Who might have letting their love wax a little cold, oh God. Touch them right now, oh God. Warm up their hearts, oh God, to forgive. Warm up their hearts, oh God, not to be bitter. Warm them up right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch them as only you can. We believe it and we stand on your word right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Give God some glory. Give God some praise. He is worthy of all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Amen and amen. Well, we thank you for rocking with us. A couple announcements real quick. Next Sunday, please, it's our anniversary and it's Easter, amen. So please feel free to come and rock with us. Join us. We're going to be excited that we're celebrating, that we're still alive. As we prepare to get things together to get back into the sanctuary, amen. There'll be more news coming soon with that. So soon as we put that out, it will be soon where we're going to be and where we're going to be worshiping. So we thank you all for everything that you're doing. So be encouraged. Please pray for us as we continue to march on and do what God has called us to do. Amen and amen. Now, real quick, as I do at the end, I'm going to do it to God. Instructs me different. It's time for offering. I know we took offering earlier. If you've been with us the whole time, thank you. I appreciate it. But people log in on different times. And maybe you missed offering time, or maybe you logged on and you didn't even plan on giving, but you said, hey, that brother was speaking to me today. That word was for me. And God wants to allow you, put in your heart to sow a seed to this ministry. We are grateful. It's so you can text to give or you can cash out. We are grateful for anything that you put into the ministry. We are grateful. We appreciate it very, very much. So we thank you. I'm going to bless your offering real quick, Lord. Bless those who might have gave just now, God, and late, oh God. Bless their offering as you give those who gave early, oh God. Let it go forth with boldness. Let it go forth, oh God, and multiply. Let it go forth and produce good seed because it's good ground here, oh God. So we thank you, God, for the fruit that's going to come from it, not only in this ministry, but also back in their lives because they are trusting you with their finances, oh God. We believe it now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God, amen. So we thank you. We appreciate you as well. We look forward to seeing you guys again here next week at 11:30. As Lady Thomas always encourage you. Until then, be blessed, be encouraged in the Lord, and also be loved this week. Show somebody some extra love. Go to Extra Matter this week and show someone some love. Peace out. PG, I'm out. I love you. Take care.